There was lots of talk about snakes and salamanders at the Senate's one and only public hearing on setting up 24 new Senate districts for the next decade. Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says the goal of the plan was to create districts that make sense, not win elections.
So when I call them snakes and salamanders, that's what they look like, in order to pick up pockets of different kinds of voters. I think that anybody that looks at this map would realize that that is not what's occurring here.
Bradley says, sure, there are changes to the existing districts, but the changes he and other GOP leaders made were driven by math. Democrats familiar with the plan say most of those changes benefit Republicans. Strategists estimate 6 seats will likely go Democratic and 10 to the Republicans, with the other 8 up for grabs. The Senate Internal Affairs Committee is scheduled to vote on the new map next Wednesday. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.